Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. We're going to continue our series of regional fishing previews this week, but first, we just want to remind viewers the North Dakota Outdoors is open, and we encourage you to get outside and fish or take a hike in our wide open spaces. And when you do, please practice the recommendations for minimizing the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Avoid areas that are already crowded and keep a minimum of 6 feet between you and others. Fishing season is open year-round in North Dakota, and if you're headed out in the near future, you'll need a new fishing license starting April 1st. If you're looking for a good place to fish, here's this week's previews. My first guest is Todd Caspers. Todd, you manage Devil's Lake, Stump Lake, Lake Irvine, and the Red River. Let's talk walleyes, abundance, and size structure.
I'm on Devil's Lake. Our numbers, overall numbers, are doing pretty well still, but there's lower numbers of probably those kind of prime keeper size fish from say 15 to 20 inches long, and that goes back to lower reproduction from 2013 to 2015. So when there weren't as many, you know, of those little fish produced, you know, several years later there aren't as many of those nicer fish produced. So, but we do have a lot of smaller walleyes right now, say, you know, under 14 inches or so.
Okay, how about Stump and Lake Irvine?
Stump Lake is doing pretty well on walleye too. There's maybe a little bit below average numbers on those 15 to 20 inch fish right now, but the other size ranges that anglers are interested in are doing pretty well. So they should have pretty good luck walleye fishing on Stump Lake, I think.
Okay, and Lake Irvine?
Irvine is kind of the same thing. Pretty good numbers still, but kind of a little bit below average on say the 15 to 25 inch fish, but it's still a pretty good population overall out there on Irvine.
Okay, let's talk Northern Pike.
Pike throughout the system are doing pretty well still. Devil's Lake, the numbers are, you know, right around average kind of. They've been kind of trending downward over the last several years since they probably haven't had a real strong hatch for a while now. Irvine, they're pretty abundant up in Irvine, a little bit too abundant for their own good sometimes up there. They tend to be a little skinny. And Stump Lake, they've kind of been trending below average, you know, for a little while now on Stump Lake too. But on Stump Lake, they tend to be a little larger size northerns on Stump Lake.
Okay, and white bass?
White bass on Devil's Lake are doing really well right now. They had a really good year class in 2015, and you know, you give those fish several years to grow, and now, you know, they're probably a lot of them around that kind of 13 inch range this summer probably. So it's probably, you know, kind of a record number of those kind of size of fish right now. So it's a really good time to fish for white bass.
Okay, and Stump Lake and Lake Irvine?
Stump Lake and Lake Irvine don't have as many white bass. Irvine especially, you don't see too many of them out there. But the ones people do catch are usually pretty good size. Stump Lake does have, you know, a fair amount of white bass, but they're not near as prevalent as they are in Devil's Lake.
Okay, let's move on to your perch populations.
On Devil's Lake, the perch are, you know, a little below average right now. They haven't had real good reproduction since probably 2013 on a lake-wide basis, so that's kind of why the numbers on perch have been trending down. They just haven't had a real good strong year class for a while. Stump Lake, their numbers are, according to our netting surveys, were a little below average too, but I think this winter they did pretty well on perch, so our netting survey might have missed them a little bit in Stump, I think. And Irvine is kind of the same thing a lot of times up there. We don't see many perch up there, but the ones that anglers do catch tend to be pretty big.
Todd, with the lower perch numbers recently, have you guys thought about stocking perch?
I mean, we have, and we've heard, you know, anglers asking the same thing, basically. It's been tried in the past on lakes like Devil's Lake, and it wasn't very successful then. About the only time you really have any success with the stocking of those fingerling perch is in new lakes, where there's really no predator base to, you know, eat them, basically. And there's some other reasons. You know, with a walleye, you know, they grow out of the predation faster than a perch, which would, you know, be getting eaten for several years between when they are stocked and when they're going to be, you know, a good enough size for the anglers to be interested in. And when the state did produce the fingerling perch, it was pretty labor intensive, And the timing works out so that you really can't produce walleye fingerlings in that same pond or northern pike fingerlings in that same pond. So you're giving up two other species to get the perch. Whereas with northern pike and walleye, you can raise the northern pike and then raise the walleye after that. So you get two production cycles in a year, whereas the perch, you're really only gonna get one.
Todd, you guys had a creel survey last summer and this last winter too. Explain.
Yeah, on Devil's Lake and Stump Lake, we've had a creel survey, you know, last summer and then this past winter, which is still kind of ongoing. But yeah, overall in the summer, you know, appeared that angler effort was down a little bit and walleye harvest was down a little bit, which was kind of expected. There weren't as many good prime keeper size fish out there this year, so it makes sense that they didn't harvest quite as many. And the winter survey, we're still in the process of working with all the data and whatnot on that. But I think it was a decent winter, especially for like perch on Stump Lake and walleye on Devil's Lake. I think we're anglers had pretty decent success, I think.
Okay, let's move east. Let's move to the Red River. How's the catfish doing in the Red River?
All catfish should be doing just fine. They're kind of the bread and butter game fish on the Red River, so you know they're the most important species to the fishery over there by and large. Kind of as a general rule, you get smaller catfish further south, which is upstream on the Red River. That's a little different compared to most North American rivers. And then as you move north or downstream, you tend to get larger channel catfish. And there's good trophy potential on the Red River always. You never know when you might catch a 20-pound plus channel cat.
And they're a fun species to catch.
Oh, yeah, they put up a real good fight.
Okay, what other fish species in the Red River?
There's walleye, and they, you know, they have a pretty good population over there, too. And they have some trophy-sized fish in the Red River, too, as well.
Okay, a lot of pike?
Not a lot. You know, anglers catch a few, but they aren't a real prevalent species on the Red River.
A lot of great information. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Join me now is Northeast Fisheries District Supervisor Randy Hiltner. Randy, just like everywhere else in the state, your lakes were losing water a year ago. Last fall, last summer, we had a lot of moisture. How are things looking?
We're full now. I mean, I had some really low lakes down in the Wells County area, big natural lakes, but they filled up nicely. And that could lead to a good perch hatch for one thing.
Okay, and that also helps out with the lack of winter kill too, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this winter we're going to have a lot fewer kills than last winter, maybe five, and those are in waters that typically winter kill.
Randy, let's move into your fish populations up in the Northeast. Let's start with walleyes first.
Yeah, I've got some really nice walleye fisheries up in the Northeast. One of the newer ones is North Lake Washington, and that got a new boat ramp last August and a lot of use last summer, and it's in a nice scenic area because it's within a management area. And the walleyes are running up to about 22 inches. Other ones would be Lake Cole, which is just down the road several miles from Lake Washington. There's bigger walleye in there. You know, there's a fair number of fish over 6 pounds. And Red Willow Lake has a nice walleye population. And heading west out in Herdsfield Tuffy, there's a lot of eater walleyes in that lake.
Okay, let's move into Northern Pike.
Let's go north in the district this time. Like Turtle Mountains has some really nice northern lakes, pike lakes up there, and Lake Upsilon, Island Lake, Carpenter Lake, all very good pike fisheries. And of course, Red Willow Lake, and most all the lakes and reservoirs have good pike populations.
Okay, and all this water in the landscape helps the northern pike reproduction as well.
Right, they're kind of like perch in that they like high water and flooded vegetation to put their eggs on.
Okay, let's move into panfish. How are perch populations?
Well, currently the number of waters with big perch is down, and hopefully we get some of these hatches due to the higher water. Hami Dam over near Park River has some nice 9-inch perch. Bisbee Dam has some nice perch. But many of the waters have lots of perch, but maybe not the size you're looking for.
Okay, and bluegills?
I do have some bluegills. Wood Lake has a good bluegill population, and Red Willow also has bluegills. They may not be jumbos, but there's lots of action.
How about bass populations up in the Northeast?
We don't have too many, you know, in terms of smallmouth and largemouth bass lakes, but Wood Lake has a nice largemouth bass population.
Okay, and right before this, Randy, we were talking about muskies up in the Northeast.
Yeah, in recent years, we began stocking pure muskies in some of our lakes and reservoirs. Wood Lake, Red Willow Lake, and Whitman Dam have received pure muskies in recent years. And those fish are now, some are over 3 feet long and some are approaching 30 inches. So we've seen some return on those fish from anglers. They send in photos and then they release the fish. So it's been working fairly well, and it provides a trophy species for our anglers.
Okay, and you have some trout lakes up in the Northeast too.
Yeah, very few. We do stock trout in an urban fishery in Grand Forks at Ryan Pond. Hooker Lake has some bigger carryover trout up in the Turtle Mountains.
And some of those community ponds, they're great places to take somebody who's never fished.
Yeah, because they've got fishing piers, and in some cases they'll provide equipment, and there may be bluegill in with the trout, so there's fishing all summer long in a lot of these places.
Randy, how are the crappie lakes up here?
I do have several water bodies with crappie. Whitman Dam, Hami Dam, and Larimore Dam all have some pretty good crappie populations in those. Hami probably is the best for numbers.
A lot of great information, Randy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember, starting April 1st, you need a new fishing license. And to find out all the rules and regulations, pick up a North Dakota 2020 to 2022 fishing guide. You can also view those regulations on the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Randy Hiltner, Todd Caspers, and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.